from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, well, we love Ron Jaworski, heck of a quarterback for the Eagles for a long time and obviously one of the great broadcasters in America, both locally and nationally. Jaws joins us every Tuesday. Typically, it'll be 7:25, but kind enough to make the adjustment for Nick Sirianni, who joined us at 7:30 today, and Jaws right now. Jaws, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I'm happy to adjust my schedule because we know it's all about you.
Well, let me say this as my response.
Yes! Oh yes!
I actually agree with you, Jaws.
I think this would work too.
Who's my man?
You do. We all do.
Me.
Actually, the warden from Shawshank was told this by Andy Dufresne.
How can you be so obtuse?
I mean, Jaws. I mean, come on. I thought we were boys. What the heck, man? All right. So they get a win. There's a lot to digest. Let's start Jalen, Jaws. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, it was mediocre, and I do have some concerns. The interception rate going back to the second half of last season in general, too many interceptions. Yeah. 15 last year, and starting out with two, and probably could have been at least three, possibly four. So with this receiving core, I think you got to be very careful as a quarterback. You have so much confidence. This receiving core is phenomenal, by the way. And sometimes you can have too much confidence of squeezing the ball in the tight areas, and I think that's what he did. So he's got to be more judicious in where he decides to throw the football. To me, that was the mistakes he made that game were forced mistakes, forced by himself, not by the defense. He should not have been throwing the football where those interceptions happened.
So how do you coach that part? You know, the fine line between aggressiveness and recklessness. How do you toe that, Jaws?
And you're exactly right, John. That is a fine line. And, you know, he's now a veteran quarterback in this league, and he should have great awareness of what the defense is doing. And sometimes, you know, you're tricked a little bit in the first, you know, regular season game. He hadn't played in the preseason and hasn't tested himself in the preseason.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could make mistakes in that regard. But, you know, some of the first interceptions, there was a split safety look. It was way late getting the ball down the middle of the field.
Right.
He went to the right area of the field. You're trying to hit down the middle of the field because that's where the opening is, but it was 10 yards too deep down the field, and the backside corner fell off, made the interception.
Yeah.
Now, that's a correctable mistake. It should have been made.
Sure is.
And you guys know my feeling on this. I believe every quarterback in this league should play some in the preseason where you can test yourself and see where you are at that point in your career. So I think that was one of those mistakes. And then one, trying to find A.J. in the end zone, it was just a bad decision. You know, A.J. broke his route. He had a little stop route about 10 yards. Jalen moved from the pocket. You know, all of a sudden he sees A.J. throw his hand up in the air. He thinks he's got to play. There was no play to be made there. So it was just a bad decision.
So in your mind, very correctable, it sounds like?
Very correctly, but I'm starting to sense a pattern now. As I said earlier, it was 15 interceptions last year, now two in the first game. You know, I think you got to be real careful about protecting the football. It's very seldom you win this league minus two in the turnover category.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned over three times. Green Bay turned over one, and we won the football game. So that doesn't happen all that often. So you've got to protect the football.
Yeah, I think, Charles, one of the things I hear John, and he says this a lot, it's a correctable, of course it's correctable, but it's also sustainable. I mean, one of my concerns.
You know, I'm starting to see a little bit of a pattern here. You know, trying to force balls in where they shouldn't go. You got to be very careful. You know, very careful with that football.
Jones, what do you make of, and this is something we talked a lot about in the offseason, Jalen's physicality. He does not, and I know the other day is a tough one to judge because the field is slippery. I get it. But he does not look to me to be as fast as he was when he entered the league. Is that what your eyes tell you?
Yes, I think it was apparent last year. You know, everyone kept asking, is he hurt? Is he injured? Blah, blah, blah.
He was hurt.
Well, but he wasn't. He certainly didn't have that quick twitch last year. Now, hey, he looks to be in great shape. And I never questioned Jalen's willingness to to get himself in great playing shape. I thought it was probably one of the few things I was concerned about Kellen Moore's play calling. And by the way, I thought he did an outstanding job in the game. But these RPOs and run pass options and zone reads, I just don't like them. And I think Jalen's giving up rather quickly on them because he's told to. You know, once he gets to the outside, he sees the play kind of dead.
Yeah.
He decides to give himself up. And in the past, he would fight for 5 yards, 3 yards, whatever it may be.
That's part of why.
I think it's a good decision. I want my quarterback healthy. I don't want him running the football. Maybe I'm old school in that regard, but I think you need your quarterback healthy, and I don't want to put him in harm's way.
I think you and Joe are talking about the same thing. I mean, really, like, he is throttling it down when he on that pull read, when it's not there, he's just, you know, conceding.
No, I agree with that. There is some conceding. I agree with that. And I agree at times he should. Now, to Jaws, to your point, maybe they shouldn't call those plays as much if that's going to be the outcome. But what I'm saying,
that idea. No, don't call those plays as much.
That's to be considered.
Because you got Saquon, too.
That's to be considered. What I'm saying, and I will just tell you, I believe it. When he runs in a straight line, I don't think he runs as fast as he used to. I just don't. It's my opinion.
I would tend to agree with that. And I still don't understand why, you know, first game of the regular season. I know you're trying to win every game, but you know you're running quarterback draws in the first quarter and things like that. I don't get that. I don't want my quarterback taking those unnecessary hits. We got a guy named Barkley in the backfield. That guy's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
In the football, he knows how to run. He knows how to protect himself.
So how different do you think the offense as a whole this season will look? Did you see enough under center? Did you see enough handing it off to Barkley for your taste, or would you like to see that part of the offense grow more with Kellen Moore?
Well, I actually thought that, to me, that was my big takeaway from the game was, number one, I thought the offensive line was absolutely tremendous. Now, there were some breakdowns in this quarterback-center battery exchange, but other than that, I thought the offensive line was outstanding. I thought Lane Johnson had the best game I've seen him play in a number of years. He was dominant.
Wow.
Yeah, he was really, really good. I
what a huge statement.
Really, really good. This wide receiving course, I said, is going to be fantastic. And what I loved about Kellen Moore, this is the one thing that jumped out at me. The plays were coming in quickly. I mean, by the time they broke the huddle, there were 20 seconds on the clock. That is a great advantage for a quarterback to have that kind of time to survey the defense, get into another play, get out of a bad play. So I think Kellen Moore, you can see his value already. He's a veteran, experienced play caller. I mean, he was quick to get the plays in, personnel packages in and out. So it was a well-orchestrated offensive scheme. So I was very, very happy with that. And there's so much talent in this offense. It's shameful. I think when I look at this group, I say, man, where do you go with the football? I mean, there were a lot of guys open. I will say this. I think Jalen missed a couple opportunities in the game as well. There were some receivers that were open, but overall, I thought the offense was really, really solid.
Charles, I think Donovan might try to come out of retirement to join this group. You know, he had it going briefly there with T.O. and B. West, obviously, at the same time, but he'd never had something like this.
There's every weapon you could want. The receiving core is tremendous. There's depth, you know, in the backfield. There's depth at tight end. You got everything you could possibly want from an offensive perspective.
Yeah. Charles, totally. The defense. Let's start up front, and specifically on the edges. It was my first or second biggest concern entering the year, the pass rush outside. It is a big concern still for me. How concerned are you?
It's a major concern. In fact, you know, on my notes after I went through the tape last night, there were four names I wrote down after going through the tape. Huff, Carter, Sweat, and Davis. Those are the guys that have to dominate if this team's going to go as far as we think they should go. They did not dominate. You know, when you invest the kind of money you've invested.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
These guys, the draft capital investing, because this group has to come out and dominate. They did not. I don't think their performance was very good.
Mm-hmm. Does that include Jalen Carter? I heard you say his name. So, yes. You know, my hope is he's being double teamed and that should free up others. But are you saying you don't think Jalen Carter did enough in this game?
I thought early in the game he made some plays. First play of the game, he comes off the ball and knocks the hell out of the offensive lineman for Green Bay. But overall, when you go through all the snaps that he played, you know, I didn't think he dominated the game like you have to dominate the game with a guy with his talent. And
did the Packers frustrate him?
They're going to be, to me, the key to the season.
Did the Packers frustrate Jalen Carter to take him off his game to some degree?
I don't think so. It's hard to tell what their I can't read their mind, what their play calling thought is, but I didn't sense that, John.
Okay. Well,
so Quinyon Mitchell, Jaws, he looks to me like a guy that, I mean, I'm going to go real ambitious here. Could be an all-pro in the next couple of years. What do you say?
Oh, there's no doubt of that. For a rookie to step in and play like he did. And by the way, he made some mistakes in the game. I think he read some things improperly. But he's a rookie. His first start. So I would say he had a tremendous game based on that. And as good as he played, I still think he can play a lot better because he's a young kid still learning how to play and read and, you know, keep those eyes in the backfield, those eyes on the receiver and read the triangle, all those things you got to do as a cornerback. Mm-hmm. But I thought he was tremendous. I thought Reed Blankenship had a solid game too when I was done looking at the tape.
Wow. He seems to just make plays. He seems to be around the ball. You know, John,
I'm glad you mentioned that because this is the beauty of Vic Fangio. You know, I mean, I love the way he uses safety. Gardner Johnson down in the box, Reed down in the box. They seem to have specific duties to try and anticipate what the Packers were trying to do. That's good coaching. Anticipate what the play calling of the offense might be. Mm. And I thought he put those guys in a position, Vic Fangio did, put them in a position to make plays.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, Jaws, while we have you, I just the quarterback questions, I can't stop asking you. Jalen, the way that he views the defense, we know that he's working on that part. He's working on getting better at that. Last year, I couldn't understand why in the world he kept breaking the pocket consistently. I mean, like it was like that was our pass protection. Jalen, just go run to the right. In this game, there was a pocket, and at times he didn't trust the pocket. How far is Jalen from trusting the pocket based on your quarterbacking expertise, and is this something that's achievable in the very near future? Because it would make us a lot better, wouldn't it?
Yes, I agree with you. I think, you know, Jalen is, he wants to get better, he wants to learn, and I think he will continue to do that. He's still a tremendous, tremendous talent. But we spoke about this last week. The area that I want to see him improve is going through his progression reading quicker. And that's and pretty much in a simpler way, you were saying that's what you see as a problem. He gets back there, he'll wait 1 second and bolt out of there. By the time that back foot hits, when you're wanting to deliver the football, and there were times in this game where he was phenomenal. The pass to Barkley for the touchdown, yeah. He got the coverage he wanted. He got the matchup he wanted. He got a linebacker around Barkley. He knew what the coverage was. That back foot hit, he slid a bit to right the balls out of his hand. I want to see that more consistently out of him. In fact, I want to see it every single play out of him. There are times he stands back there flat-footed in the pocket, waits a couple seconds. It's too late. By the time that back foot hits, you got to be through your progression, ball out of your hands.
Really late at times, like the interception.
I know. Yeah. Hey, Jaws, the new kickoff rule. I got two things on it. One, I think it stinks. Two, I think it's not working. What do you make of it?
I agree with Senator. Jaws, it was a real simple solution. It was really simple. Kickoff from 30.
Yeah. Well, I think they're trying to avoid those full field collisions.
Right.
Well, the game, it looked like a kind of a joke to me.
It looks like a joke. That's right.
And now it is a joke, and everyone's just kicking it through the end zone.
Kind of anti-football, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this, Jaws. You could kick it from the 30, but still have the players all the way down the field. That way you avoid the height.
Look right. I know, we got this competition committee that spent a lot of time in New York, breaking everything down. And I get it. I get it. It's player safety and all these things. But what's made the game great is there are two things why people go to football games. They love to cheer touchdowns, and they love to cheer hard hits. And so if you take away, one of the things that they love to see that's hard hits, I think it deteriorates the game.
I agree. That's pretty simple. And I hate when the ball gets spotted on the 30-yard line now. I mean, come on. I mean, Jaws, you'd have an extra 27 touchdowns in your career if the ball spotted on the 30.
That makes a huge difference.
I mean,
difference.
In your career, the ball was spotted on the 20.
70 yards. 70 yards is all you have to go.
20 yards a yard and a half field.
A coach in the NFL told me this year, about a month ago, he goes, hey, if you're betting, he says, bet the over in the first few weeks of the season. I said, why is that? He goes, the team's going to be starting at the 30-yard line and the scoring's going to be high.
Yep.
And I don't know what it was, but I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm going to check it.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of high-scoring games this weekend, and I think the field position has a lot to do with it.
You don't
see teams backed up after a kickoff.
I agree. All right, two final things here. Atlanta. So I'm talking to this guy who I really respect about a week ago. His name's Ron Jaworski. And he tells me that Atlanta is like, the sneaky team in the NFC. I see him lose to Justin Fields.
I want to go to a different topic right now.
Justin Fields has a good team around him.
All right, so
it's overreaction Tuesday after week one. We always overreact either too good or too bad.
Sure. All right, so
I was surprised. But hey, it was the Steelers. Now, Steelers play some good defense.
Yeah.
But before you move on, I just want to say one thing because I put a big star by this guy's name after going through the tape. Braun. Zach Braun. He had a phenomenal game. And again, I was talking about, our secondary, how Vic puts guys in good shape, in position to make plays. He did a great job with Zach Braun. He was rushing the quarterback, playing good run defense. I was very, very impressed. He's one of those guys that, when I'm done with the tape, like, who splashed to me? Who gave me the splash plays? Who flashed to me? And Zach Braun, I thought, had a hell of a day.
Yeah. You almost said it like a Bond. James Bond. I liked it. I like what you did. All right, Jaws, we're also paying tribute today to the great James Earl Jones, who passed away yesterday. Now, I'm going to ask you a question in a moment, but first, I need a little taste of another classic James Earl Jones.
This is CNN.
Yeah, he did that.
Trusted name in news.
For a long time. Give me another one from a movie, James. Because there's so much Darth Vader. It's Mufasa. Give me another James Earl Jones.
The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Yeah, that's a classic.
What about some Mufasa?
Isn't that a great gift, that voice?
He did. Wow. All right, here's my question for you, Jaws. And we probably should have had, Seltzer, you know who we should have had in this poll instead of Hackman? We should have had Facenda.
Yeah, or Morgan Freeman.
My God, yeah.
Or Morgan Freeman. All right, Jaws, here's the question we have. It's up online. We look for the Jaws answer. By the way, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. Here's the poll question, Jaws. Of these four, who had the best voice? Is it Gene Hackman, Whitney Houston, James Earl Jones, or Pavarotti?
Whitney Houston.
It's a very
right answer, Jaws.
It's a big answer. He's also trying to get in good with Liz here. He wants to make sure he doesn't offend the women of the Delaware Valley. Hey, Jaws, wonderful stuff, bud. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you again for making the adjustment time-wise. Thanks, Jaws.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.